Can you describe your role as a camera operator?
A camera operator is someone who will set up and operate the camera, but they're also the main eye for the DOP. They've got to make sure that the shot is correctly composed and framed, and that depending on what the camera shot is, whether it be tracked or craned, that composition and framing remains throughout the movement.
Okay. Is there such thing as a typical day in the role?
In terms of your role as the function of the camera operator, every day is fairly typical. You are composing and framing a variety of different shots. The action within it will always change. But no 2 days are ever the same. The activity you're filming, the range of different things that you can be involved in terms of projects, from music videos to live events to corporate videos to all sorts of different particular events and projects that you might be working on, always keep it fairly fluid. There's always a feeling that it's new and exciting and different, and it's no 2 days are ever quite the same in terms of the activity that you're filming, but very much the role of the camera operator is quite fixed. You are doing a set job each day.
Okay. And what are some of the most important skills that a camera operator should possess to be good at their job?
The first one's a bit of a myth. They say that the most important thing a camera operator can have is the eye, that frame. And apparently it's something that can't be taught. That's rubbish. It can be taught. The idea of composition and framing is something that if you go away and train, you will have an appreciation and understanding of how to correctly compose and frame a shot. It helps if you have a bit of an eye, but I think that's something that most people will have because media is so accessible and film so accessible that you're watching a whole variety of these techniques being done day by day. Often it's just the terminology that you won't have. So you need to have a real keen understanding of the composition of framing firstly. You need to understand the idea of exposure, white balance, all of the technical aspects you need to be able to control within the camera itself. That very much varies depending on whether you're shooting digitally or on film, and also can have an impact depending on whether you're shooting media-based or whether you're using tape. And there are a whole variety of those issues between that as well. So, for example, if you were shooting on digital, digital doesn't really like reds in terms of colours, and you get a lot of bleed out, so you've got to be aware of that and able to compensate for that in the camera. You need to be a communicator because you are part of a larger team. You will have focus pullers, you will have camera assists, you will have a DOP who's your boss, and depending on the scale of the project. And so you need to be able to work as part of a bigger team. You are one member of them. And communicate what you're doing to the others as well.
Okay. Typically, what hours would you work on a shoot?
They vary. They can be nice and short, and you get a rather nice payday, and you're like, wow, that's nice. Or they can be ridiculously long, and you get the same amount. It very much depends on whether you're doing it's not really union-based, but as a freelancer, you tend to kind of put a day rate, and a day rate is an idea that is going to be X amount of hours. Many projects, especially things, for example, music videos, will push that because they have such a tight deadline to get the video shot and turned around, and the material they need can often be quite substantial. So music video, from my experience, has always been something that is the extreme end of how long you will work. So I have done 36-hour days, and I have done very long and tiring, consistent shoots, and by the end of it, you know, you can't focus camera because you just blur vision and it to end. But then on the other side of it, corporate videos tend to be fairly regimented by a kind of 9-to-5 day because that's the kind of clients that you're working with. So they shut down, you shut down. And you can often get more time over a period to kind of get that shot, which means you're constantly working at the, if the project allows you to be creative, you're constantly kind of on cue and you're aware of what you're doing, and it's very much more regimented. Whereas music video tends to be quite fluid. You're kind of developing as you're going along. Yeah, so you can go from a kind of nice 9-to-5-hour day to some really extreme hours. And often you can be doing day shoots 1 week and night shoots the next. So it's very fluid. It'll always change.
Okay. What are the main challenges or problems you face as a camera operator, and how commonly do they occur?
For a camera operator, the biggest issue can often be making someone aware of how difficult something may be. From a creative perspective, if the director is not a technical individual, he will not have an understanding of how to achieve the desired effect he's after. So, for example, if we're using, let's say, a full HD camera and he's picked a bedroom, well, the camera's, by the time you put the lens on it, nearly a foot long. So if he's after this wonderful close-up in a shallow depth of field, that makes it really challenging to achieve that effect. I was once on a shoot where we had to shoot a POV sequence through a wardrobe. Now, in reality, we would have built a set to shoot that. He didn't. He wanted it in a wardrobe. Well, the camera couldn't physically fit, so we ended up having to black out, take the doors off, and build our own kind of on the quick kind of set design to try and make the shot work. So often it's that challenge of the creative aspects of trying to achieve the effect the director wants, but also hitting it with the practicality of what you've got, and also the equipment that you've hired. If something's being done quite quick and low budget, then some of the more technical issues aren't really kind of identified early on as they should be in pre-production, and often you will need to have particular cameras for particular effects to achieve the desired effect.
Okay. What motivates you to succeed in your role?
It's an extremely worthwhile and fulfilling job. You do have very long working hours, but it is something that is ultimately hugely creative, very rewarding, and hopefully if it's done right, it's something that's quite memorable too. You'll always be able to kind of look back and see what you've achieved. It's something that's quite instantaneous, so you know if something's working, and you're also able to kind of start to adapt things if it isn't working, so you can kind of hit it kind of straight on. It's not something like maybe sound recording where you've kind of got to go back to post and have another go at it and ADR and whatever else. Camera is something that is very much the moment, and you can work on what you've created, watch it back, and always make changes.
Okay. Out of all the different jobs you've done, what's the most difficult situation that you've had to tackle, and how did you do so successfully?
Okay. Yeah, sorry, this one's going to be a bit of a story. I once worked as a DOP for what was intended to be a second unit pickup shot for a Urdu spoken language feature film. It very much almost turned into a complete reshoot of the film because it didn't work. So we were working on the project, and the director had got this great location, but he had this wonderful idea of having a kind of continuous shot moving throughout the house, indoor, and then through and outside the door, through a window. And he really didn't understand that to achieve the desired effect, really you need a set with potentially green screen so you can super overlay. Otherwise, you're going to physically see the camera having to adjust the aperture as you're going around the room, the exposure. So you're going to be on, let's say, within the room itself, you might be something like, I think it was a sunny day as well, so I think we were starting on about F3 inside the house, and as we moved around to the window, we were having to kind of take that right down to like F16, I think we were going to, because it was so bright. So you were seeing these sudden pops in the exposure between the room that looked awful. Would have been fine as a documentary because you accept that with documentaries, yeah, kind of handheld. But this was a feature film. And so it was that kind of challenge of, well, it's not going to match everything else you've shot. Everything else you've shot has had this very cinematic look. You film in HD, you've got these beautiful depth of field shots, and then right in the middle of it all, you're going to have this 3-minute take wandering around the house. And so it was trying to get across to a director who was, he very much had his vision, he very much knew what he wanted, but he didn't have the resources to do it how you would in the real world. So we ended up shooting it, and we ended up then breaking it down into about 15 different camera shots and then tackling it completely separately so that it could be done cinematically as well, which made an entire new day shoot. So that's the way we tackled it, was, yeah, it ain't going to work, this is how you need to do it. Back to the drawing board, and once he saw what it was, he really understood. He put it, we even edited into the sequence, and he was like, oh, that's really nice. Yeah, I get what you mean, that's horrible. So yeah, that's what we did, that's what we had to do.
Out of all the production companies you've worked for, have you most enjoyed working for a small or a larger company?
Recently I've been doing quite a lot of multicam live event work for music festivals, and there's a real buzz from doing that, and that's kind of a medium scale company. Usually working, well, from a live event perspective, it's quite small because you don't have a lot of the ADR. It's all being, well, not ADR, the vision mixing is all being done by about 3 people in the back of the room. But it's anywhere from 8 to 12 cameras a night. We did have one that we were using 16. So there's a real feeling of kind of camaraderie, but also you've got the kind of instantaneousness of it. Like, you've got a rough plan of what you're going to be doing and who's covering what. But you never quite know what those singers are going to, yeah, do, you know, depending on how the audience is going to react, depends on what they do. And if it's a great audience, they start getting crazy and doing things that are kind of not roughly planned out. They kind of go a little bit off book. And so there's a real feeling of follow it, kind of and just the instantness of it all.